What are you doing in your practice when a patient who's been treated with an upfront AI hits 5 years?
I generally say no more anti-estrogen therapy. So I'm intrigued by the possibility that the inverse sequence, that is AI followed by tamoxifen, may be just as effective, or there may be some differential effect. But in the absence of data, I just tend to stop an AI at 5 years. My practice is generally to use an AI in my postmenopausal women. For those patients who have switched to 2 years, my inclination is, as long as they're not having excessive toxicity, which is most patients, I will generally continue the AI for a full 5 years. Those patients would get 7 years of anti-estrogen therapy.